Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to day 319 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. When do we learn that we should stop loving ourselves so purely and unconditionally? Because there is nothing that I love more than watching a well-loved toddler walk around with their tummies stuck out as far as possible, drool all over their faces, food on their clothes, hair sticking out, but they rarely have a care in the world. And if they do, it's got absolutely nothing to do with the way that they look. It's only got to do with the way that they feel. But they don't second guess their posture, their outfits, their bodies, or their physical appearances at all. Toddlers kiss their reflections with reckless abandon. They laugh and they smile and they smooch photos of themselves. And they haven't yet learned to criticize and pick apart every piece of their being. It doesn't matter if you had gangly legs and arms or big fat rolls. We embraced it, and everyone else embraced us for it. The things we hate most about ourselves now were the things that we loved most about ourselves as toddlers. These big round bellies, these squishy cheeks, these weird little bodies. It all made us more beautiful and sweet and lovable. And it's not just the way that babies look either. They don't mind if they're not as quick-witted as the kid next to them. They don't care that they haven't yet learned how to read, but they'll look at the words and study them fearlessly anyway. Because they know they're learning. And sure, they may get frustrated at the pace, but they're never hard on themselves for that. They're gonna get mad at the book. And they may be upset at being unable to do certain things, but that's because they're being true to the way that they feel and not blaming themselves or their brains for not being able to do enough to help them. But somewhere along the line, adults teach us to question, to straighten our hair, to fix our dresses, to wipe the snot from our noses. We're reminded to tuck in our tummies and talk at a more appropriate volume and don't ask so many questions that make others uncomfortable. And ideally, these adults are doing it out of a place of love. They want us, these beautiful, free-spirited babies, to not be judged harshly by society. But somewhere along the lines, us babies learn the art of self-policing. We learn that we're more liked and better rewarded when we're not seen or heard. We learn we're more acknowledged when we don't look different than the other kids around us. We learn to compare ourselves in every way to those around us. And it doesn't take long to realize that everyone around us is concerned with the way that their bodies look and how smart they seem to others. So, we quickly begin to lose that childlike wonder and confidence in the experience. Childhood becomes less about exploration and fun and joy, and more about just fitting in and doing quote-unquote well. And I want every one of us to feel encouraged on a daily basis to get back in touch with that adorable baby who gave no fucks and just focused in on the experience of living. That toddler that didn't hide their belly and felt no shame if a booger happened or a fart came out. Embrace being the kid that understood that laughing too loud felt good and didn't worry about making themselves smaller or less or different, only to make others comfortable. Shit, I want you to kiss your own damn reflection. I'm not saying we should go around being self-centered, loud jerks that kids can be sometimes, but I am saying we should embrace the confidence as earnestly as we used to. We are all wild animals who have been tamed by completely fabricated and made-up societal standards that directly conflict with who we are meant to be. Embrace the shit out of your humanity. You are stunning and adorable, especially when your belly hangs over your pants, just like when you were a toddler. Unlearn that critical eye that we all got stuck with at some point along our path. The magical child without a fuck to give is still deep down inside of you, waiting for permission to come out and play. And trust me, they're a great time. As the incredible late bell hooks said, in an ideal world, we would all learn in childhood to love ourselves. We would grow being secure in our worth and value, spreading love wherever we went, letting our light shine. If we did not learn self-love in our youth, there is still hope. The light of love is always in us, no matter how cold the flame. It is always present, waiting for the spark to ignite, waiting for the heart to awaken, and to call us back to the first memory of being the life force inside a dark place waiting to be born, waiting to see the light.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.